Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Today we're joined by Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller to talk about diversification and value-added products. Now, what is ag diversification and how does it relate to value-added products?
Well, Tony, ag diversification is finding alternative uses for agriculture products. It's a way to spread out your risk. Basically, it's finding other sources of revenue for farms and ranches. One way of doing this is by planting a different crop or multiple crops that will result in higher profit. This tactic is considered horizontal diversification. Another option for various commodities would be finding ways to create value-added products through enhancing the original product. We consider this vertical diversification, and I could give you some examples.
Well, let's hear some.
Oh, sure thing. When it comes to crops, cotton farmers have allocated some of their farmland to grape production. By planting grapes, the farmer has opened the doors to a new marketable product in a fast-growing Texas wine industry. Plus, they're providing a product that is high in demand. Another example of crop diversification project is from the olive industry. Here, producers are pressing their own olive harvest and creating value-added olive oil products that can be sold directly to retailers and consumers.
Anything touristy?
Well, outside of crop production, there's a lot taking place, Tony. Many farms and ranches have diversified in unique ways to provide more profitable income for their farm. For example, a ranch opening its gates to visitors for bird watching or hunting or fishing. You know, if it has fin feather fur on it, we can make some money off of it, Tony. I've even heard of a ranch clearing a small trail through their property for people to ride the dirt bikes or walk or hike or take trail rides on.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.